Harvard Law, the blue collar fed from the wrong side of Brooklyn.
Don't be a dick. Let's go. LAPD just found an unidentified female body in a garage dumpster.
What are we doing here, guys?
Body appears to have been bleached inside and out.
Ray, what is it?
Someone should have told Billy Ray that the secret isn't in this script, because, or in his directing style for that matter. And people will be talking about secret in their eyes. That's right. The secret is in their eyes. Because it damn sure wasn't in Billy Ray's eyes. And a little movie here. I'll go ahead and tell the synopsis here. I'm going to get right into this because I got a lot to say about this. Well, I don't know if I got a lot really. But, you know, we got Chiwetel Ejiofor playing Ray. Nicole Kidman plays Claire. Julia Roberts played Jess. You got your boy Dean Norris playing his character from Breaking Bad again. But he plays Bumpy in here. Bumpy Willis, I believe. And this is the first time I probably remember names because it's so fucking retarded. So, and I think, yeah, Alfred Molina was in this too, playing Martin Morales. You know, we open up with, you know, just a little bit of conversation between the kids here and there, whatever. And then, you know, we see, and it's in present day time, so we see Chiwetel Ejiofor looking at some photos of possible people. And we cut back 13 years later to, I want to say, a little bit after 2001. I think it was in 2001, though. It was right after 9/11. They were, I don't know how to describe their job. They were terrorists, something like, they were cops like that studied like terrorist activities and shit like that, whatever. And they get a call that, you know, they just found a dead body. Chiwetel Ejiofor checks it out, and it turns out to be Julia Roberts' kid. And what was, because Chiwetel Ejiofor had the best reaction to it. What was so potent about that is 2 hours before that event, he was supposed to meet up with this girl, because they were going to plan a surprise birthday party for Julia Roberts' character, in which we later find out that, yeah, Chiwetel Ejiofor got the hots for Julia Roberts like no other. Obviously, this is based off a Oscar-winning foreign film as well, too. And then, as you know it, Chiwetel Ejiofor, where you think that Julia Roberts is probably going crazy, Chiwetel Ejiofor tends to get just a tad bit more obsessed and crazier than she does. I guess more so in the vein that he's wearing his obsession on the sleeves, while she's just in constant shock, if you will. So fast forward 13 years later, and people, there's a lot of flashbacks as well. Fast forward 13 years later, Julia Roberts still looking like shit. She's not putting any makeup on, so she definitely looks the part of a obsessed, well, she's done playing obsessed, but she looks obsessed. Chiwetel Ejiofor, beard and grown out, and he's like a motherfucker, and he's just like still studying photos. They find this guy, the killer, at a Dodgers game, and they take him in, but they don't, the DEA and all them, they don't arrest him because apparently he's their snitch bitch. He gives them detail and info on certain terrorist activities and stuff like that. So they continue to let him go. Until there's about a couple of twists in the film, which I gotta say, I'm thinking of it now, it probably is some of the best twists I've seen this year, because it was pretty damn good how they held it up, and I think that's mainly on the actor's part. You know, the obsession grows, whatever, and Julia Roberts finally just tells him, I killed him, all right, he's dead, let it go. But that was one of the twists, but the other twist we find out is, no, Chiwetel Ejiofor and them, they find him in like a barn, as Julia Roberts has, and she has him locked up. She feeds him 3 meals a day, but she doesn't really conversate with him, and he's just locked up and tortured, new man, whatever. And there's pretty much a plot. And I like that twist a lot, actually. I heard someone saying it was very dark, and I was like, well, yeah, it's about a dead daughter. But, you know, and I see why he was probably making that complaint, though, because the original, the foreign film, shut up, phone. The original of the foreign film, that one was mainly a love story, where this one is, because the original had humor in it. The original had actually a lot of humor, and it was about a love and passion between the two characters, and I actually liked it a lot. I'm not gonna lie, it was damn near good. I think the crime part definitely wasn't that important, but watching this movie, the crime and the mystery and everything, because it is somewhat of a mystery film, the mystery of it gives a hell of a lot more attention to the crime plot, which I don't think is a mistake, as some people that love that original says. I think it was just a mistake to give it to Billy Ray. I think the best movie, he's known for a writer, and he's wrote in Hunger Games and such, but I think Hunger Games is shit, I ain't gonna lie. But he's also written Captain Phillips, which is a damn good film. I mean, it was in my top 10 list of that year. It's one of the best films I saw that year. But, you know, you had a great director backing him up and a great actor in that as well. And here, Billy Ray wrote and directed, and I think he might have got a little in too over his head with this. If I'm not mistaken, you know what? His writing isn't that bad in this film. His direction in it is pretty fucking shitty. His direction on the so much on scenes alone were so fucking jumbled that it made the film feel longer. Actors here give a great performance, but honestly, this is one of those movies where you say a wasted performance, because Joel Edgerford, this is his movie. He is the leading star of this one. He is fucking fantastic. That guy is always a great actor, and he's continued to prove that. Nicole Kidman, I thought she was good. Hell, she might even get a... depending on the categories or whatever, but she might get a Best Supporting Actress nod. Julia Roberts, not gonna lie. There are some parts in the film, I don't think she was that good at all. I thought she was just breezing through this. But I did like the look of her, and I did like how later the movie went on, the more of her character. I thought her character was great. There is actually, I will say this, and Dean Norris, I don't know, he kind of serves no purpose in the film, to be honest. If you've seen Breaking Bad, then you've seen Dean Norris, pretty much. But there is a great elevator scene here, and you see it in the trailer, is where, because this is after they capture him, but they're like, no, let him go. He's off charges and everything, and they have to escort him out the building. And they're on the elevator with him, and that scene, man, I love how the elevator, because the elevator has mirrors in it, and you could see the reflection of themselves just looking at it, and that was probably one of the best scenes in the whole film. Matter of fact, one of the best shot close and taste and tight spots I've seen in cinema, pretty much. I thought it was really damn good how they shot this. And then when the elevator stopped, Julia Roberts is getting on it, and then you see this look in Chiwetel Ejiofor's face, almost as if he's reminded that, fuck that, we can't let this guy go. Hell no. You know, it almost snaps him back into reality. It's just like, yeah, fuck what our superiors say. This guy got to go. He's got to go. There's even a scene in here where this guy punched Nicole Kidman when they were interrogating him, and Chiwetel Ejiofor gives him the beating of an ass. Well, I mean, I think he was having some 12 years of slave flashbacks or something like that, because he whooped that dude's ass after that. One of the biggest problems, though, is this fucking director, Billy Ray. Let's get into him. This movie has a lot of fucking flashback scenes. A lot of fucking flashback scenes. Actually, I thought the whole structure of the film and how he shot it and directed, granted, it looked unique. Unique can't always be a positive word or whatever. But the way it was just shot, just structured, it made the movie feel longer, and it made it feel like you wanted to keep saying, okay, come on now, put me into the story. Honestly, it felt like it kept taking you out of the story. I thought that was one of the biggest flaws of the fucking of the movie is... what's some other shit he does? For such a talented cast too, I don't think he brings that great of the performances out of a lot of this cast members here. You know, I said a couple, but you know, you also got like Michael Kelly in here. Like I said, Alfred Molina, Joe Cole's in this as well, Patrick Davis, but they don't really do shit. And their performance is just like whatever. You know, it takes me back to a movie, and I know it has no comparison at all, but Interstellar, and how, look at the performance of these actors that Christopher Nolan brought out. It's like Christopher Nolan brings shit out of these actors here. These actors already was giving out A-plus performances way before Christopher Nolan. And if anything, this is probably some of their weakest performances. And I would say the same thing here. It's been a while. I'm trying to remember the last. I think it was that Osage County film, I think, that came out last year or whatever, that I saw Julia Roberts. But she did a much better job in that than I did. At least I thought in that film than she did in this one. Dean Norris is just kind of, I mean, there's even a point where he has an injured leg in the film, in the future, the present time or whatever. And then when they flash back, they show you how he got it. And just like, whatever. I mean, because he's limping and shit. It's like, whatever, man. That looked ridiculous anyway, the way you got that. Alfred Molina was just, a lot of people in here was just whatever. I thought the stars of the movie, as far as their performances went, was Chiwetel Ejiofor. Chiwetel Ejiofor was fucking great, and how he sets up, like, how he's been, because they were just like, I forgot how many people he said there was in the world or on police security and stuff like that, and he says, my God, for you to find it would take you a year to look that up. He was just like, not if you look up 1952. Or 1952, 1,952 people a night. She said, in a year? No, 13 years. I was like, Jesus Christ, man, shit. He was damn near on the verge of obsession when I think he was fucking this girl. No, I'm just playing. I'm not gonna say that. Yeah, he didn't pull no Z shit. But he damn sure wanted to fuck up Julie Roberts, if you catch my drift. Mm-hmm. And I think that was another problem, too, is that this director tried to at least put some pieces of the original film in here. And I think that's was a mistake on his part as well. If you're going to go crime, go full crime. If you're going to do love, go full love, you know. If you're going to do anything, go full whatever the genre it is you're taking on. And he tried to put these little aspects in here where I don't know if it was just because of the dialogue was so, and once again, it comes back to you, Billy Ray, was so nonchalant, as in being, you know, it had no subtlety in it at points, to where the point Chiwetel Ejiofor is damn near just saying, I'm in love with you. Well, he ain't saying it like that, but he just uses the example, I'm in love with you, whatever. And she's just like, so yeah, what about that Dodgers game today? You know, we're just like, are we just gonna breeze over that? Okay. All right, well, you know what, movie? You gonna breeze over it? I'll breeze over it too then. Overall though, I gotta say, they did a damn good job with the mystery here. I was highly looking into that. I love these little mystery films here. And I thought the two twists that they had at the ending was pretty damn good. It's a shame that this movie isn't better standard, especially coming out so late in the game of this year as well. Because I recommend it. When I first saw this trailer, I was like, oh yeah, this definitely is probably going to get an Oscar nod. And after seeing it, probably not so much now. But who fucking knows? Maybe Chiwetel Ejiofor again. No, I highly doubt. Never mind, take that back. He ain't getting nominated for this shit. This movie definitely is probably going to get overlooked. And I hate to say it, but kind of rightfully so. But I did enjoy the film in pieces. I enjoyed Chiwetel Ejiofor. It's one of my favorite actors. So, you know, his performance in here was definitely great. I enjoyed certain looks of the film. Like I said, the elevator shot was fantastic to me, and the ending was damn near good too, and the mystery of it was good as well. The problem with this movie really does fall on Billy Ray. I think he was out of his league when he did this, and personally, I don't think a lot of the general audience is gonna like this film. Yeah, I'm looking at it now, like, I enjoy pieces of it and a lot more of it, and I don't know if my rating is coming just from the aspects I really did like, but I'm in the vein of a low rent it, and I think I'm going to go with that. But I don't see too many general audience people, or even some so-called movie people that claim they see a lot of movies or whatever and shit, I don't even see them picking this up or even being curious about this. I even think some film people that do see a lot of films, they might even kind of put their nose up to it just because, you know, it's based off the Oscar-winning foreign film that it was just based on and stuff like that. So I know at least two people that said, no, fuck this film automatically just because of that. So, you know, I'm going to give it a low rent. I did like what I liked, what I saw at least in the film. Billy Ray is definitely the main problem of the film. Because he's just, like I said, he's just in over his head here and what he does. I think everything else is fine. It's just, it's so standard and typical that it was almost kind of just forced out there. And you kind of wish you would have gave it to some of a, at least a damn near better director at least. Billy Ray could have wrote it at least, but if they would have probably got a better director on here, he probably could have made these, there was just little scenes in here, whatever, that was like, looked like they supposed to be on a grand scale. That, let's just say, like, if a Steven Spielberg came in or something like that, he would know how to put that on a grand scale, make it look like it's on a grand scale. But with this guy, he just makes it look as if, you know, you're watching anything. This is nothing new or out of the book or anything like that. So, the only problem, once again, is just Billy Ray. Billy Ray, you're the fucking problem. You suck as a director. I'm sorry, but you suck as a fucking director. So, hopefully, next time, they realize that the secret is in finding a better goddamn director than your punk ass Billy Ray.
We're gonna get him. No matter what it takes.
Ray.
Yes. I found him.
How did you find him?
Online. 696,000 Caucasian males in the U.S. prison system. You can cycle through the entire population in a year if you look at 1,906 faces every night, so I did.
For a year?
For 13 years. Reopen the case.
We've had multiple leads.
They've all been false alarms.
And Jess dies a little bit every single time.
I don't have the stomach to watch him walk away again. Maybe we go about this a little less officially.
No.
Ray. Justice.
I owe my daughter that.
We gotta find this guy before Jess dies.
Was the thing that made me me. Nothing will ever change that.
She's not gonna stop.
He can quit his job. He can change his name. He can dump his car. But I will still.